Grain futures. Well, we got a bit of a turnaround Tuesday going this morning. Some nice green numbers were on the screens for the wheat and corn market. Another flash sale for corn as that market went into the Kmart Blue Light Special category. So we should see more flash sales the rest of the week. But that early grain rally is kind of, the air has kind of come out of it. Not anything to stick their teeth to and start running it the other way for now. We do have the WASDE June crop report coming up here on Thursday. Not much is expected from it, but we do know that we've sold 98% of our commitments of what the USDA says we will sell for corn this year, and that's through September 1st. So there's going to have to be some adjustments on that. Carryouts below 2 billion on new crop because of that. But if China were to start showing up, you know, things are going to change around here, but not until then and probably not a day before. So, yes, early strength on wheat has faded, but we're still well above Friday's lows. The corn market hanging in here about a nickel above yesterday's lows, which so far has marked the falling knife hitting a butcher block here for a while. Beans, same thing too. They made their lows yesterday, but there's no excitement. They barely can ever get up on the day before drifting again softer. So with open interest still pretty big on the beans for ownership on the index funds, and we could see some more selling probably come from there. Currently, we have July Kansas City wheat up 2¾ cents, 632 and a half. July Chicago up 2½ at 585 and three quarters. There is concern that scab is going to build down there next week with heavy rains through this weekend in that country of southern Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, where next week it's going to be 10 to 15 degrees below normal. Oh, scab loves that kind of stuff. But the grain trade doesn't care. For now, they'd rather see it actually occur and reports up before they respond to it. So wheat kind of quiet there. Minneapolis wheat down a penny and a quarter, 618 and a quarter. That market's kind of went quiet now. No rallies because of good moisture here in the northern plains for a lot of areas and in the forecast for this week. September Minneapolis wheat off a penny, 644. December up 0.75 cents at 667 and a quarter. Corn, July's up a quarter, 419, while the December contract is down 0.75 cents, 445 and a quarter. Soybeans drifting lower, down 2¾ cents. July, 11.13. November beans, they're off 4¼ right now at 11.31 and three quarters. Soybean oil, despite crude oil down over $3 a barrel, it's up 30 cents at 74.84 as the market pinches for available supplies with new EPA rules. In the meantime, the canola market still staying under pressure, down about a Canadian dollar at 7.68. Over in the livestock futures, recovery from yesterday's horrible closes. The August feeders held the key 350 range yesterday on the charts, and again all day today before mounting a $4 bounce here now off those lows. The feeder index continues higher today, up $1.22 at 368.23. The box beef market, it's mixed. Down 34 on the choice, up 41 on select. The board recovering. The June contract up $1.55, 248.07. August up 257 at 239.30. October feeders up 230. That's October live cattle up 230 at 231.65. Another screwworm was announced, an infection down in Texas. That brings the count to 5 now, and the market really is getting tired of it. It's just focusing back on the beef trade as they're starting to think that maybe consumer demand might not be affected by it. We'll find out. The feeder cattle market, August up $3.37, 354.07, September up 347, 350.92, October gaining 305 at 346.82. That January feeder cattle contract, presently, it would be up $3.62, 338.20, but the offers are falling away right now, meaning it's more about $3 higher on the day. Hog futures, nobody loves hogs. Lower again today. July hogs down $1.07, 96.30, off $1.37 for October, 80.97. The metal markets sharply lower with the stock market indexes. The August gold down $76 an ounce, $4,287. July silver off $3.32, 65.26. Bitcoin losing 1,700 points to $61,775. and crude oil under pressure today as President Trump says a deal is days away. And of course, we'll probably get to Friday and he'll say the same thing. But for today, crude oil down $3.34 at $87.96. August crude oil off $2.84, $86.42. Gasoline August off 4 cents a gallon, $2.97¾. Diesel fuel August down 6¼ cents a gallon, $3.51 a gallon. Any questions, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.